It's Thursday, February 29th, 2024, and I'm Dave Salt. Four things to know today. Mid-market tech struggles, and Advania study highlights the need for better solutions. Microsoft's Pirate, a new toolkit for enhancing generative AI security practices. The emergence of fractional CAIOs, a flexible approach to steering AI strategies, and ASCII, CompTIA, PIA, and Silence Laboratories all in the news. This is the Business of Tech. Today's episode is supported by Huntress. You want to focus on your clients and are always looking for ways to get more time. Use Huntress's fully managed cybersecurity platform to fight off cyber threats. Huntress is more than cybersecurity software for endpoints and identities. It's a 24/7 security operations center. It's security awareness training, community engagement, and dedicated partner support with an average CSAT score of 99.3%. Technology can only get you so far. Human expertise is what's needed to truly elevate and protect small businesses, and you get that with Huntress. Secure your clients and help them thrive with the number one rated EDR for SMBs on G2. Visit huntress.com/MSP radio to find out more. Canalys published some market data. Worldwide cloud service spending is projected to grow by 20% in 2024. In Q4 2023, expenditure increased by 19% to reach $78.1 billion, and total cloud infrastructure services spending for 2023 grew by 18% to $290.4 billion. Amazon Web Services, Microsoft Azure, and Google Cloud collectively accounted for 66% of total spending, with Microsoft experiencing significant growth at 30%. AWS led the market with a 31% share, while Azure's market share increased to 26%, and Google Cloud accounted for 10%. The demand for AI applications is driving the growth of cloud migration efforts and new demand. Mid-market customers are facing challenges in finding the right technology mix and are feeling ignored and missold. Research from Microsoft partner Advania reveals that many customers are using outdated software, overspending on licensing fees, and struggling with old technology and inefficient processes. There's a desire for more suitable technology and reduced costs, with a perceived disconnect between mid-market organizations and big tech companies. According to a TechTarget Enterprise Strategy Group study, IT decision makers in EMEA prioritize desktop productivity and PC refresh projects over Windows 11 deployments. Productivity suites like Microsoft Office and Google G Suite are the top priority, offering unified platforms, cost savings, improved management, and enhanced security. While North American IT leaders prioritize Windows 11 upgrades, EMEA puts it sixth place. PC refresh and mobile device refresh, also significant priorities in EMEA. Why do we care? I'm going to highlight the mid-market opportunity. There's a clear opportunity for IT service providers to bridge this gap by offering customized solutions that address the specific challenges mid-market businesses face. This includes transitioning to more current software solutions, optimizing licensing strategies, and facilitating technology upgrades that drive efficiency and cost savings. Leverage the cloud and consider the dynamics of the local market. The difference in IT priorities between EMEA and North American decision makers, particularly regarding desktop productivity and refresh projects, highlights regional variations in IT strategy focus. The preference for productivity suites and hardware refreshes over OS upgrades in EMEA suggests a pragmatic approach to IT investments, prioritizing immediate operational benefits and user experience. More importantly, be in touch with your customers. Microsoft has announced a new multi-year partnership with Mistral, a French AI startup, to bring Mistral's language models to Microsoft's Azure AI platform. This partnership follows Microsoft's previous investment in OpenAI and will focus on developing and deploying next-generation large language models. Mistral has also introduced Mistral Large, a new AI model designed to compete with OpenAI's GPT-4. The details of the investment have not disclosed. GitHub has launched Copilot Enterprise, an AI coding assistant aimed at helping large enterprises with their coding projects. Copilot Enterprise integrates throughout the software development lifecycle, providing customized code suggestions, answering queries, and summarizing code changes. It incorporates company best practices and documentation, enabling developers to share collective knowledge and enforce organizational standards. Microsoft has announced AI access principles to address concerns about competition with OpenAI. The 11-point plan includes commitments to allow businesses to choose different AI products, keep proprietary data out of training models, and enable customers to change cloud providers. The announcement comes as Microsoft faces regulatory scrutiny for its investment in OpenAI. While the principles are not binding, they serve as a public reference point measuring Microsoft's actions. Microsoft has also released its Python Risk Identification Toolkit for Generative AI, or PyRIT, P-Y-R-I-T, to help identify risks in generative AI systems. The toolkit, used by Microsoft's AI Red Team, automates the probing process for security and responsible AI risks, making red teaming more efficient and time-saving. PyRIT sends a malicious prompt to the generative AI system, scores the response, and sends a new prompt based on the feedback. The toolkit is available for access and includes demos to familiarize users with the tool. Why do we care? IT security teams and developers should incorporate PyRIT into their security practices for AI systems, and developers should consider tools like Copilot Enterprise. Tools can help identify vulnerabilities early in development, accelerate development timelines, improve code quality, and ensure that AI applications are secure and aligned with ethical guidelines. Microsoft is trying to be multi-platform and benefit from investing in a single player. That's the strategy to note, and it potentially helps protect against antitrust. Axios reported that the chief AI officer is losing momentum, as experts argue that AI strategy should be a collective responsibility. While some organizations have appointed CAIOs, others are exploring alternative approaches such as AI project teams and ethics committees. The scarcity of qualified individuals for the role and the need for AI transformation across departments are cited as a reason for this shift. Fractional CAIOs working part-time across multiple organizations are also emerging as a middle ground. The CEO's involvement in AI strategy and the need for a diverse set of skills and people for widespread AI adoption are required. So I'll give you an early Friday big idea, as Harvard Business Review highlights how many companies struggle to derive value from generative AI because they view it as traditional automation rather than as an assistive agent. The authors propose a design for dialogue framework, which emphasizes task analysis, interaction protocols, and feedback loops to create an effective human AI workflow. An example of that struggle? K-12 school superintendents are grappling with how to teach, use, and set guidelines around AI. While some states have introduced AI toolkits for schools, many superintendents feel unprepared and need guidance. AI has the potential to help educators, but also presents challenges such as plagiarism, ethics, and deep fakes. Education consortiums and companies are working to provide AI tools, but a lot of work to be done. Teachers are concerned about students surpassing them in AI skills. There's a need for policies to address issues like deepfakes. Why do we care? When answering a question about fractional AI services, I mentioned the Axios story on the live show yesterday, and it will be in the podcast feed on Saturday. There's a need for guidance, and I'm inclined to believe, like most solutions, the smaller the company, the more it will be delivered via outsourced help. And the larger the company, the more dedicated resources will be required. That said, know that AI is a whole-of-organization initiative and not a bolt-on product to sell. Approaches like design for dialogue are the guidance to use. The ASCII Group MSP Business Community has launched an AI committee to drive industry advancement. The committee aims to identify key areas for future service delivery, conduct research, forge strategic partnerships, and empower the community with market-ready campaigns. The committee consists of various ASCII members. CompTIA is expanding its product roadmap to address the growing demand for AI skills in the job market. With AI job roles becoming more prominent, CompTIA aims to offer certifications and training programs to help individuals upskill and meet the evolving skills need. The demand for AI skills will impact job clusters such as software development, cybersecurity, and systems operation. AI automation company Pia has appointed Jerwai Todd as its new CEO, replacing Christian Pacheco. Todd will also continue to serve as CEO of TimeZest. Pia offers an AI-led automation platform for managed services providers. Pacheco expressed confidence in Todd's ability to lead the company's growth and scale the business. Silence Laboratories has raised $4 million in funding for its privacy-preserving tech platform. The company, founded in 2021, enables enterprises to adopt privacy-enhancing technologies through the fusion of cryptography and security engineering. Their goal is to create a global privacy-compliant collaboration infrastructure. The global market for privacy-enhancing technologies is growing at a compound annual growth rate of 26.6%. Why do we care? Well, I'm catching you up on the moves around the industry with this one. Thanks for listening. Today, it's Leap Day. That also means there aren't a lot of national days of something because, well, it doesn't happen every year. Have a question you want answered? I take those listener questions. Send them, ideally as a voice memo or video, to question@mspradio.com. I answer listener questions live each week on our Wednesday live show on YouTube and LinkedIn. Next week, 3 p.m. If you got a comment or a thought, put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of the Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.